Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It was a long, felt like a long weekend at least. Got some good family time in. Basically, we're going to start doing some house sitting coming up this Friday. So I wanted to spend some time with the family, and we'll, of course, see each other every day, but one of us will be staying at the house. And we decided to do that. Last year we didn't do that. We had two independent contractors working with us. That kind of ended start of the year, and we decided that Cheryl and I were going to kind of roll up our sleeves and just make some extra money. It's almost like a second job, kind of, you know? It's like we can do that in our business if we want to make extra money. Because we could easily say no and just do our boarding and dog walking and all that. Anyway, so I'm definitely trying to just continually reorient my thought process towards activity. I feel like I'm a little bit of a stick in the mud right now, you know, trying to get over prepared or procrastinate or battle some of the old feelings or emotions involved with will this business work for me and blah blah blah. So, and I have to continually remind myself that number one, we are self-employed and we have to focus on our business to keep, you know, to keep our primary source of income going and to grow that as well into something bigger. I think one of the most exciting things is we're literally on the cusp of being able to scale a dog walking and pet sitting side of our business, which pet sitting in its technical terms as far as pet care is when you go make a visit to the client's house to take care of the dog while they're away. We usually don't recommend that just because it's a lot. Unless you're visiting 3 times a day, it's kind of a long time to leave dogs alone. But some of our clients do choose to do that. We actually do have a client that we do visit 3 times a day. One does actually do twice a day, but she actually has pee pads or little dogs inside the house. They will, you know, it's too long. One dog, when we first started, Weezer, he was a husky. He did it successfully. He was, I want to say, in the crate at night and loose in the house during the day, and he somehow managed to hold it. So, anyways, we got an interesting schedule today. I just walked Dawson, and now I'm headed to walk a dog named Riley, and then Chama, and then finishing off with Jackson. Then I'll head home and continue to tidy up the office. We just moved around our living room, opening up a bunch of space for dogs to be able to have a little more room. It was pretty congested with couches we had in there. We had an extra couch. We decided to get rid of that. It wasn't smelly in a bad way, but you know, when 100 dogs have laid on it, you know, it'll tend to kind of, we put blankets over the top and stuff. But anyway, getting back to the Amway business, I was thinking to myself how I really should have just one podcast that kind of documents everything. You know, my music, day-to-day life, pet care, you know, building this Amway business. I think it's just, so what it would do though, I have another podcast account, it's PDE Life in Alaska. And what, no, one thing I don't want to do is continue, basically hijack what I do on that channel, which is kind of a social slash, what do you call it? Social audio-ish. You can connect with people on there that make their own podcast. You can send people voice messages, which I actually just thought it would be a cool way to check people's interest for our Amway business. So anyways, guys, let me just wrap up. So with pet care, remember, guys, that's our traditional business. It's a little more complex, difficult to grow and operate. Certainly more moving parts than the Amway business. We're dealing with people and their dogs. The dog is the end user of our services, of course, technically, but So it's kind of interesting, you know, not only do we need to take care of the dog, but we're, you know, taking care of the people. And some people are like, oh, I love pet care. I don't like working with people. It's like, well, you actually need to be good at both because you're dealing with, obviously, the owners of these dogs. So it's kind of cool. The Amway business, again, is you're just dealing with people. Hey, would you like to try these cool products? They're awesome, you know? And just set them out. Let the products do the selling for you, you know? Like, I was thinking over the weekend, I'm, you know, continually just trying to filter and wash my mindset, you know, away from just what I used to do was just hope and stretch and buy. And I would buy too many products. I always used all the products, but, you know, if I wanted to grow my personal business, I would, you know, buy more products and maybe just hope to sell them. Or I just approach this in a very lackadaisical hobby manner, but was continuing to associate. So it was almost like, you know, you're getting around success and winning, and that when you're not willing to put in the activity, it can get frustrating, you know? And so when I took a break from this business because I was getting, number one, we weren't doing anything with it, and it was just an expense. Moved up here, started our pet care. We've been, you know, balls to the wall pretty much ever since. And now we've kind of gotten to a point where we've gotten through some dental, gotten through some debt. We still have some debt to pay off, so that's going to be our focus as well. But just thinking to myself that in pet care, we have to do something every single day to attract new clients. And those clients may not come that same day, you know? So same thing in Amway. It's like you're not trying to make other people successful. You're not even trying to make yourself successful. You're checking interest to potential customers and or potential IBOs, you know, independent contractors who are working with Amway on your team. Hey, are you interested in checking out these products? Are you interested in checking out this opportunity? Are you looking for an opportunity? And yes, the more people skills, the better, the more confident, you can be polished, whatever. But ultimately, it comes to, can you talk to a bunch of people and then share this thing with them? See what they think. See if they're red light, green light, yellow light, you know, that you want to go. And then we'll help them, of course. We'll help them learn how to talk to people. That's my goal, is to literally teach a very simple way of people being in control, not being overly complicated, something that's so duplicatable. That way everybody that gets started in our business can be a producer. You know, customers and stuff, I want to take that to a level that is above average, simply to be able to make more money and more profits to help be able to invest back into our business, you know. You know, the minimum is 100 personal points pretty much, and 50 customer points. That's kind of a minimum amount. Personally, 100 PV if you're buying, you know, Nutrilite Artistry and excess, maybe a mixture. It's probably going to be about $300-$350 of product. And just look at what you're buying already in the stores and stop buying it there. And, you know, they might be a little bit more of a price tag than your Walmart, you know, Gatorade thing for like a sports twist tube. But, you know, it's a higher quality product, and there's opportunity attached to it. So as an IBO, you take pride because you're obviously getting that wholesale price. But as a customer, we want to really highlight, you know, what makes these products different. And that's what I'm talking about with becoming a professional. And as far as the opportunity goes, you just want to check interest and share it. Check interest, share the idea, and release them, you know? And, like, obviously, we're going to have a weekly meeting. That's a piece of the puzzle we'll have to figure out. We can do it if we really needed to, I turn the, you know, in the wintertime I'm a little worried because it'd be chilly, but we have a heater. I could basically turn a side of the garage into a meeting room. And I'm tempted to do that only because we've got a lot of parking. You know, if we really needed to, we could totally stack them deep. We can have people park across the street at the church. And, you know, we won't be able to fit that many people in, but I think it'd be a good place to start. All I have to do is, I've got to get Dad's truck done. Of course, in the meantime, we'll just meet at Starbucks or something. You know, we'll just meet together. People can come over. We may have a lot of dogs, but once everybody settles down, it's fine. We actually just cleared some room out in our house so we could actually do a meeting, too, if we really wanted to. But, I mean, every Tuesday having people come over to the house and, you know, dogs everywhere, it just wouldn't work. So inside our house is not going to work. So if we put up some walls or something to kind of, I mean, I guess I could put up like a sheet, like a drape. That would be the easiest. And then get a few chairs. You know, and we could, it'll be dictated to what's going on, you know. We got one guy or two or three, four guys hanging out, and then suddenly we're, you know, we've ballooned out to 10. And I mean, even at that point, we would probably want to figure out a different meeting place. At that point, we would then figure out how are we going to share the idea. Because so the way this business works, not the best, but eventually this is what you want in place to build predictability. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, so predictability. When people are entering this business, their belief isn't going to be where mine is. Everybody should feel competent and capable of getting results, only because we're going to teach what you do in this business is check people's interest. And if you're checking interest 3 times a day, excuse me, keep doing that. Sorry, I'm burping. And I'm not going to say do it for 3 months, do it for 6 months. I'm just saying if you do that and basically just plan on doing that, you'll grow a big business. And I'll remind them, guys, in our pet care business, if we stop doing things to attract new clients, our business will eventually go out of business. And there's no difference. You'll lose Amway customers. You'll lose Amway IBOs. People won't renew. People will quit. It's not a bad thing. The better, the higher quality sponsoring you do, meaning you're not basically just getting people to get started, which shouldn't be happening anyway. You know, when people get started, I want them to be like, boom, and then we're going to be making money. We're going to be doing the 150. You know, we'll help them switch. We're hoping people that we sponsor that have a little bit of money, you know. I'm not necessarily interested in sponsoring people that are broke unless they have great sales skills. If they have great sales skills, then they could make a bunch of money through customers right away and they'd win. So, but you want to balance though. You want to be able to use some products and sell some products. So 150 is kind of the minimum. 300 is like a core, like, hey, great place to be and great place to build your business off of. I would like to double that over time I'd like to double that. And then of course eventually I'd really like to have 1,000 PB personal circle. That'd just be B to the A. You know what I'm talking about? That way when you're sponsoring people, you say, look, this is what we do. And by the way, if you have sponsor 8 legs to do that with you, I mean, yeah, you want to grow some depth and build some mass and, you know, sponsor some Because obviously the more people that are in the group, the more reliable the volume will be, you know. You want to have a lot of people doing a little bit, not, you know, 8 superstars, and that's how you build your whole business, you know. But it's a good place to start, and it's a good place to kind of, you know, it's just a great place to kind of visualize, wow, look what we could do with this thing, you know. The point is with the Amway business is to not look at how long it takes you or how long you've been involved with the business or whatever. It's how many days can I stack up end on end where I'm doing the activity steps in my business as if I'm open for business. Because right now, one of the reasons I feel the way I'm feeling, which is a little bit down, a little bit almost defeated, is because I haven't opened up our business yet. You know, yes, we're trying to get prepared. Yes, we're doing, you know, some things to basically get some product here, get some stuff. You know, we didn't have anything to show customers yet. So I've got to fight that and just know that, look, this thing's going to work out. We're going to grow this thing. We're going to find folks. And my mentality with people is saying is almost, is kind of a, is it you sort of mentality when I'm talking to people. Yeah, we're putting something together. You looking, keep your options open. You know, is it you? Is it you that I'm supposed to meet today? Is it you that's supposed to be in our business? Because guys, if you don't look at life like that, I mean, it's, first of all, it's hard to have any faith because you don't. But it's been proven in our business. Let me get into this house really quick. Hello, hello. Ooh, it's like Riley had another pee accident. Okay, this is the walking Riley 3 times a week. 3 times this week only. All right, let's see here. And I figured they didn't get my message in time. That's fine. Okay, that's okay. Riley, hey buddy, come along guys as we get this dog ready to go on a walk. Hi, how you doing? Are you excited? Oh, he's excited. He's excited. Yeah. Hi. Are you excited? Here, let's put your dealy bobber on. He wears a halter, or no, it goes up on a snout because he has in the past not reacted well to other dogs. So he's losing his sight, so the other dogs will run up, and he just does not like it. Anyway, so here we are. We're going on our way here. Good boy, Riley. Good boy. So, continuing to think about this podcast, I really do just want to continue to use it as just a journal. Oops, that's not even the right glove. Here, Riley, stay here. Let me go put this up. I was thinking this could be something people can listen to and this and that and rah, rah, rah. But I've been basically listening to more things, and to be honest, I was already going down the pathway of, you know, trying to be the hero. Listen to us, and, you know, we're self-employed and we're going to build this thing. We're free to serve. I am. I'm free to be out and about. I'm free to help people. But especially when approaching growing this thing, it's just bringing it down to the most simple, duplicatable thing. And then, but continuing to teach, just empower people to be able to think for themselves, be creative. But there's no need to overcomplicate. Watch out, Riley. You know. Oop, that's gross. These like super thin poop bags. Come on, Riley. Ray. Come on. Riley, this way. Oh, Riley. Ishta. Oh. Jeez. He started peeing on the gutter and he was like rolling. It's like dripping, like touching his back leg. He stepped in the stream on the front side. It's funny. Riley's a good dog. He's a Springer Spaniel. It's getting old. And I'm just going to go to the park and back. Neighbor here. How's it going? Okay, sorry, I had a couple of different neighbors I was walking by and paying attention to Riley here. So we were walking along. It's definitely, I think, even this morning, I didn't get right to work in the office. So what we did is our office was first in the living room, kind of part of, you know, the living space. And, you know, to be honest, it was great, blah, blah, blah. It was, you know, but a couple things where we moved it. Number one, I'd like to have an area where I could kind of focus in when I need to, because there's lots of distractions out there in the living room. Two, we want to be able to include the square footage of an office space along with our dog room, which we affectionately call it, which I probably have to split that up. Because what it needs to do, if in order to qualify for a home office deduction, the space needs to be used exclusively for that business. So, I mean, technically, the dog room, it's also our front, it's also our entryway. So, unless we had a separate entrance, I'm probably thinking that we're going to have to just... I'm going to have to probably just include the square footage that we use for feeding, and then some storage, you know, pet care related stuff. So, it'd probably be like the sides, and then like the walkway from the door to our other door, because it's... You know, obviously, there's a front door, outside front door, then an inside front door. Anyway, take that square footage and then probably add it to our new office space. But thing of it is, though, now with our Amway business active, I just remember I actually forgot to add any Amway income to taxes. I can't even remember if we did make some, darn it. I was just thinking, because next year it'll be on our taxes, and I'll be like, they'll be like, hey, what happened this 1 year? Who knows? It wasn't that much money at all. A few hundred bucks. Boy, Riley. Just crossing the street here from some neighbors. Watch out, buddy. Well, it's a nice day. Anyway, so we're gonna, we've got the Amway business, and then we've also got our pet care, so we want to be able to kind of have a home office deduction for that. So what I think we can do is the office in the bedroom will be the Amway home office. Now, I got to talk to tax guy about what if there are two businesses in the same home office, first of all. Then we're trying to include the dog run as part of the square footage of the footprint of the home. That way we can include that, because that's a big part. That is exactly exclusively used. And so I think what he was saying is we would have to figure out what percentage would we be paying for the whole property, and then try and figure out a percentage of what that would. So anyways, I gotta figure that out. So there's the dog run for pet care. There's the inside the living room. We basically just split the living room in half. It's a big old open spot. So I'm thinking where these crates are gonna be, and then some other space, we can include that. So what I'm trying to do is increase our home office deduction. And then, like I said, I'll use the back actual office as the Amway office, which technically, again, has to be used exclusively. So if there's any personal computing done there, that kind of disqualifies it. So we'll see. We'll see what we're going to do with that. Maybe I can have just a smaller area. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out, because part of that room is going to be kind of a laundry table in there for my wife, so that'll be able to be taken down. So yeah, this dude, you got to stop pooping like 1,000 times. This dog poop. I was gonna say that he literally poops like multiple times along a walk. At least 3 times. This is his 3rd time already, so I'm hoping he's done, because I'm using a lot of poop bags. Alright. That's so funny. So yeah, I gotta figure out that. But that'll be cool. No matter what, we're increasing the... You know, we're increasing something. So, next thing we're going to be doing, though, of course, with this business is I need to order basically a product sample. I figure out what I'm going to do to basically start getting either new customers or reintroducing old customers. I'm just going to order the new IBO starter kit. It's got an incredible array of like different products to kind of have to show. It has a cool little display box, so I'll just use that. It's 30 points comes with it, and then I think it's $99. Good boy, Riley. So I'll use that, and then basically I was telling my wife that basically, I'll get that and then track what kind of results we can get with it. You know, like I was able to use it to show 10 people something, and then we have 3 repeat customers. Who knows? And then just buy it again when we need more stuff, because it's just the coolest. I mean, it just has so many options. And what I'll do is just give out samples to people. So I'll have the products on hand to show and share. I can give products away to sample, and then when people are ready to order, we'll do it online. And if for some reason they're like, man, I can't do online, or I can't afford that shipping, I don't know, we might break down and do like maybe a customer order once a month. And we could say, hey, look, you could order it now. And we got to be careful. We don't want to be like, you know, people are like, oh, man, I don't want to wait that long. I just won't get it, you know. But what I'm trying to not do is have, you know, create a bunch of legwork. Because it does. It gets shipped to our house. Then we got to ship it. Then we got to, like, meet up and stuff like that. So it can just take a lot of time. I'm ready. Good boy. Alright, we're just getting to the halfway point here. staying busy with dog walking, man. This is kind of my daytime job, so I gotta continually just keep doing a great job. We have to get to the point where we can hire staff. Bit of an investment that we're making. Probably be around $1,000 to form our LLC, which is $300. Figure out this website thing, which is, I think, at least $500 to start. And then we'll have a monthly website fee. And then, which, by the way, Amway doesn't charge us to, you know, use their website each month, which is awesome. So there's lots of real expenses that we're going to be kind of undertaking. And then we want to be able to, on the upswing, you know, obviously we're going to have to invest a little bit more, you know, prepping to hire and getting everything set. We're going to need to readjust all of our legal documents. So it's kind of a lot to do. So I'm hoping with the money that we're going to just dial in this summer and really make just as much as we can. That way we can invest to take our structure of our business and legal up to a new level. We've got to get caught up with, you know, better bookkeeping so we can just make sure we're, you know, we have like labor costs and things that we're having to figure out. So, I mean, it sounds like a lot because it is, but it's just, it's obviously a wonderful challenge to undertake. And I'm just continually reminded how nice it is for it to be able to build a business of your own as an independent contractor, you know, with Amway and it being so simple. You know, the most complicated thing you got to do is order, you know, have products on hand for sampling and, you know, just maybe any materials to help you present products or the idea. I mean, other than that, it's simply connecting with people and checking interest and sharing the idea and helping people get started and helping them kind of put down a name list and just say, hey, look, you know, this thing's best thing in the world. You know, if they're a green light, they're like, let's do it. And we're just calling people, hey, I'm sitting down here with Jared or putting some things together. I'm sure you've noticed there's a lot of opportunity out there. There's also a lot of weird stuff. Excited about what we're doing. Are you looking for a way to supplement your income right now? Sure, what is it, you know? And I'll be able to kind of go in a little bit and just go directly into kind of the beginning of the QI, which is it's called a quality invite. Good boy, Riley. And what that's going to do is continually kind of allow people to filter themselves out. You know, talking to this friend for Jared. Hey, man, so what is it? What's going on, man? Well, we're working with, you know, in direct sales, you know. I might even just say something like that. But do you know anything about it? Well, not much. I know. Oh, look, man. There's tons of stuff out there. There's affiliate marketing. There's all kinds of different things out there. Would you like to take a deeper look at this thing? Kind of a 10,000 foot outline, if you will. And if something piques your interest, we can dive into the details, you know, maybe sit down to do that, you know. And to be honest, you know, Timmy, we're putting a team together. I'm interested in finding a group of people here up here in Alaska that really want to do something big. I'll be honest with you. And I'll have all that kind of laid out. I want to have my thoughts and plans just kind of all oriented towards, you know, spilling off into the activity steps each day. You know, having just the right goals, the right dreams, the right clarity. I'm not saying the right, like there's wrong ones, but I was just listening to something. Larry Winters and Dexter Yeager, all these guys are huge in this business. See, the mechanics don't really matter. It's when the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. And what that means, guys, is if you have just a white-hot desire to change your life and to help others and to basically, one of the most difficult things about is figuring out what you would do with, you know, if you had $30,000 coming in every month and you had to you know, wisely deal with it, what would you do, you know? And then, but you have to, like, what are you using that for? You know, building a big dream is not just like, oh, time and money. It's impact and just being able to help others. Like, if I didn't make a cent in this business, I would still enjoy it. If I could sponsor people still, you know, and just help them become successful. Take that out of the equation. And I would do this because it's a way to, you know, invest in others, you know. I can always tell. So I'm gonna quiet down here, walking past another neighbor. So, like I said, we're just kind of prepping and getting some products on hand, clarifying our dreams and just saying, look, what could we do with this thing if we put this level of activity in? What should we expect to see? And kind of have fun with that set, that sort of thing. And just imagine what it'd be like, you know, maybe going to Summit, which is the... Come on, Riley. This way. Basically, the fall conference. In fact, they're going to really going to be recognizing new diamonds. First hurdle. We're ready. Come on, buddy. My first hurdle is making sure we have staff to cover my dog walks and visits. That would be if just I was going to go. Move over when people are walking. I think I drove way too close. Anyways. Obviously, you want the both people. You know, I'd love to have my wife with me. That's a big ask. Because we'd have to have somebody we trust to either take care of the dogs that we're keeping, or simply, you know, shut down, which that's not what we want to do. It's always a big disruption. There's always overlap. You're saying no to maybe two or three or four, five different opportunities that would have been just good money. So that's the difficult spot we're in with pet care. We have to find and hire people to be extensions of ourselves so we can travel, you know, and do what we want to do. Not like forever, but just like if we wanted to take a family trip, you know. We're either shutting down, which we've done in the past. Last year we had one of our independent contractors finishing out a house sit. But we had no dogs with us at our house, of course. But I did take one client dog with us. It was like, I think it was $700-$800. And, I was like, well, in fact, it made it a business. It made it a business trip. So, which was that trip was just horrible on all levels. I'm not going to get into that. But, anyways, guys, I'm excited about just continuing to realign and just renew our minds in the Lord every day. And that's what I would recommend, meaning, man, the sun rises each day. God is sustaining us. We live in America, which is pretty cool because we're free and we can, you know, have opportunities and stuff. You know, I heard this the other day. It was, you know, people in Czechoslovakia or some places, they can't open a business for themselves. And so, like, when you live in America, let's take advantage of it, you know? It's just sad that how many people kind of are imprisoned by this mindset of all I can do is work a job my whole life. And jobs are meant to be stepping stones, I think, you know? I mean, back in the day, maybe you could start somewhere. You started sweeping the floors, then you're the CEO for, you know, until you'd basically retire. That's even rare. Well, CEOs are there, you know, long enough to, I mean, this is just a generalization, but different people have different agendas. If you're not going to be there forever, you know, you run the business differently, you know, to make sure it's turning off high profits so you can make the money you want to make, you know. But if you own the business, you're long term, you might be taking less money so you can reinvest it, type of stuff. So anyways, just when you own something, you think differently about it, you know, obviously. But you know, it's kind of how it goes. I was just listening to Larry Winter's, who's a double diamond in this business with a huge organization. And it was a meeting called a night owl, which is basically usually an invite only type of get together where you can, you know, break bread, eat something, you know, it's usually later at night after a meeting, like an informational meeting or attitude session or something. And he said that, you know, dreamers and business owners basically create, you know, to be an owner is to be the creator, meaning you're out creating. But employee, you maintain what someone else created. So one of the challenges when people get in this business is they've been trained to maintain what someone else has done, rather than do something and maintain it themselves. Oh, you know, people are more motivated by, you know, making sure they get to work on time than they are doing something to grow their business. Even me, man, I can easily see myself just acting like an employee in my own business where, you know, obviously we're doing things that business people do, but there's so much more I could be doing, you know. And that's what life is all about. It's about what's, you know, first of all, what would make me want to do something? You know, internal motivation and what have you, desire. Well, what that does is, you know, whatever your dream or whatever, that's to me the source for your motivation. So if your dream is small, like if I were to do an audit, you know, all I can see, you know, and this is what I need to really see past, I just want to get out of debt. You know, we owe like, I think 33, let's just call it 35 with some collection stuff. I want to get out of debt and have 20 grand in the bank, 30 grand in the bank as emergency fund. And then I want to start investing. What I think is going to, what Cheryl and I are going to have to do is really dig deep, find out what kind of life we want to live and what we want to do with our life after that point, and making a bunch of money. Bye, everybody. You know, I said it's not just about the money, but I mean, you've got to be able to, you know what you're going to be doing. Know what you're trying to accomplish with it. Let me get this house locked up here. Whew, I might need to get something to snack on. I'm hungry. Okay. Usually not a big breakfast eater. You should just get tired after eating breakfast. I need to start eating fruit in the morning. That's what I need to do. So, okay, that's what Cheryl and I really need to do is work on our dream, because most people think, oh yeah, cars, time, money, blah, blah, blah. Look, we're already self-employed, so it's not like, oh, I want to get free from my job. I want to be able to grow this business, you know, pet care business, to where we can have a team of employees where Cheryl and I can just run it, you know, and then we can travel to conferences when we need to. That's my goal for this business. Once we get everything running smooth and we can figure out our metrics to say, hey, look, we need to do this and such. We basically need to do this in order to have this many new clients type of thing. Then we can start just systematically growing it. You know? Sorry. I'm eating Cheerios. I'm going to get off here. You know? Have our pet care business kicking off 100 grand, and you know, we'll always be doing boarding, I think, until we really just don't want to do it anymore. But we'll definitely have some people in place to kind of stay in our home, maybe. And just basically have a house sitter stay at our house. And we'll have to have a limit of dogs, because Cheryl and I can handle more than five. And then, of course, our two dogs. They'd probably be the worst to handle. So just kind of mapping all this out, guys. We never want to sell our pet care business. We never want to, you know, quit it and just close up. So we'll, you know, and if it's a big risk and a pain in the butt, we might just have to, you know, be self-employed until our Amway business can free us up. But I think it'll be totally doable to find some good people that want to grow. We'll be able to, I want to be able to pay them a good amount. Obviously, we'll make some good money from our business, but the beauty of building Amway more and more is just to need less and less from our primary pet care. That way we can invest more into it, you know, pair people a little bit more or whatever. So I'm going to get off here. I got to send these guys an update, but hope you all are doing well. I'm going to go walk a couple more dogs. I may or may not do some more segments, but always appreciate, if it's just me listening to this in the future, I hope you're enjoying being a triple diamond. God bless. Last one to your team. Over and out. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the next day. Once I got home yesterday, we continued our new rollout of our... We're basically scaling down. We're getting decluttering the house. Spring cleaning. Got the office moved in. Got that all finally organized. And next, what I got to do is really dive into my dad's truck, my Uncle Drew's truck, make some progress on those before our big house sit stint comes up. We'll be doing it for about a week this next Friday. We're gonna have a few days break, and then I think we're doing the 28th of June to the 6th, and then we're going right into the 6th to the 10th. Another client, hey, quit pulling, Jackson. Hey, quit pulling. Heel. These dogs around here are just, they're all over. Definitely a lot to get excited about. Anyhow, so we just gotta do what we gotta do. I plan on getting a lot of business done. I'm thinking about what's kind of ahead of me as far as some work goals. So we talked about in this Amway business, right? We've talked about, it's basically just getting yourself right. Hey, come here. Basically preparing ourselves to just talk to a lot of people. And so I was kind of running some numbers, maybe just some projections or something like that. Like, what would it honestly, like, realistically, if I were to number it out. How many people would I need to talk to basically check 1,000 people's interests and basically put a team together in time to make it to Summit, which would, by the way, I would have to, and by the way, number one, I'm not worrying about this. My goal is to just develop a consistent activity habit, even if it starts with just one. So trust me, I got to balance myself out here. I'm always wanting to ride off into the sunset on all directions. Heel, Jackson. Hey. Heel. And so that's the goal. I continually get ahead of myself, seems like. But honestly, if it were to be like a strategic thing, which it kind of is, because there's going to be four new diamonds at Summit. Not to mention new emeralds, Jim and Thelma Miller, so it's like I'd be foolish not to have 6 legs there. So, if I were to talk to 1,000 people in between now and then, which is basically June, July, August, September, I'm thinking, maybe another couple weeks in between or out between, I figured about 1,000 people. You know, and I kind of came up with a number about 10 a day, you know, which, to be honest, guys, if you're running a business and you weren't reaching 10 people a day, like, for your business, oh, look at that teeny, teeny dog. Oh my goodness, this thing's a little chihuahua. Stay there, pup. Getting this small dog. Jackson, heel. Quit pulling. Hey, this guy is just, he's still a puppy himself, but. Hey, heel. Just wave to the neighbor of the. Hey, Jackson, you're gonna have to calm down. You're not gonna be yanking me. No pull. Hey. Hey. Jackson. Sit. No pull. Sit. Stay. Stay. Sorry, guys. He was really starting to yank. I think he does better on the longer lead. I just have to shorten it up when people or other dogs are actually near us, because this is about a 6-foot lead. Anyways, sorry, I was getting a little intense there. But you guys get what I'm talking about, you know? If you had a store online, I need to stop allowing myself to think, to find my identity, and where my, you know, Amway business currently is at, type of thing. And that's what I mean to say is that once I get the pump pumping and kind of get back in the routine, you know, then I just need to rest in my activity, you know? It's not, we're not chasing results. I'm not worried about legs coming to conferences. You know, I'm not worried about, yes, on a strategic sense. It doesn't matter what legs or not. If you talk to 10 people every day about your business, you're going to have some customers. You're going to have some stuff going on. That's a good, damn good thing, you know? So let's not be foolish and think that, you know, just because it's a part-time business, we could talk to one or two or three people a day. That's kind of like the basic, like the basics I was thinking. Jackson, come here. Hey, Jackson. You really got some jingly collars, or tags in his collar. So, I think you guys get the message, or myself, whoever hears this. Come on. It's just about being in the habit of always checking interest regarding products or the opportunity. And then if you're really trying to make a move, yeah. If you talk to 1,000 people, I think you'd have some really good things happening on your front line. You know, that's personally sponsoring. You know, once people get started, you'll be able to help them figure out what to say and make some phone calls and stuff for them. But, you know, this business obviously is built through personal relationships. So, in the beginning, it's just a matter of developing some momentum. And then we're going to have to really get some, you know, do some solid training and just keep it simple. Keep it super simple. Hey, pup. Jackson. Come on. Go. Good boy. Jackson. Come on, Jack. So anyhow, I'm just excited about that, though. I have to be honest, I'm nervous. You know, I got to break through some walls that were in my past through just not staying consistent and just kind of falling back and wanting to do something else. But I got to keep going back to, look, guys, we do business every day. We're in business. I took a phone call, which, dang it, I need to track that. Yesterday, we got a phone call from somebody looking for pet care. I think his other option called him back while he was talking to me. He never called back, right? And then I got a call today of somebody needing puppy daycare on June 14th. Basically got it booked. So the only difference, so the question is, how can we get people to call us about the Amway LTD opportunity? You know, like I'm interested in cutting to the chase and finding, this guy's got a quiet bark compared to some of the other dogs. Come on, Jackson. So again, first of all, in our business, we're building a brand where we have advertising going on. We're still going to work on, you know, doing all the advertising that Amway allows, and then going and then basically asking, connecting with all of our existing names, and at the same time, you know, each day just making sure I'm meeting at least a few people and talking and basically talking with them. It's not that difficult just to ask them, hey, oh, cool, man, what type of work you do? Great. Is that something just a career path or just a stepping stone? Like, whew, I'm out of breath. And you're like, no, man, it's a stepping stone. Or, yeah, it's a career path. Cool, man. Do you ever keep your options open? No matter what they say. And you just ask, hey, look, man, working with some direct selling, it's something that I'd say if you haven't talked with me about it, it's probably something you've never seen before. You know, and I'm gonna iron out all those details, but hey, buddy, go poop. Time for poop. This is when I come back to the backyard and I stand on this stump and Jackson goes poop. He's going to do it right now. He's really getting our routine down. Anyways, talking about branding, people calling us, but still on the offensive when you're out in the, when you're out and about, You know, you just talk to people. Hey, what's going on, man? You got to have find joy in your life so you can just share it with others. And just this opportunity is just about checking interest. So if I could talk to 1,000 people fast as I can, that's basically our, I'd say our platinum ship for sure, if not ruby, if not emerald, if not even diamond. I mean, that's some heavy hitting. Talk to 1,000 people, let's say 1 out of 5 are looking, right? So that is 200 people are looking. I think a lot more are going to be looking than that. Show the plan to half of them. I think that's a ridiculous stat. I think you can at least share it with 3/4 of them. This would be people that, in between them saying, yes, I want to look, and us actually showing, which I can almost do on the spot even. You know, they're like somehow falling off, you know. So 100, and I would guarantee I'd sponsor 20 folks out of that. And that, my friend, is a great way to start. And I wouldn't be done. I'd want to sponsor another 20 while growing those groups. So maybe even talk to another 1,000. But guys, I think I'd honestly sponsor 40 people out of the 1,000 if I talk to them. So that's just what is kind of exciting to think about. I think that the world is our oyster, as they say. And alright, I'm gonna keep raking here as I've been doing to help our client out. Go ahead, buddy. But yeah, I think that's doable. And that's kind of some numbers. Go. No. So what do you guys think of that, you know? Why not? I'm doing the same thing in pet care. You know, got 100, we've had 100 or 200 clients. Get. No, Jackson, I'm not going to do that right now. It's too dirty. All right. So, I think I'll just end this because it's going to be hard to talk and rake at the same time. Last Frontier team, over and out. Let's do this. All right, guys. I just got Jackson put up. I did some raking to help our client out. And I'm going to go to the bank real quick to deposit a couple of checks, which will be probably ending soon and going to more and more, you know, electronic means. But when I do deposit the checks in the bank, they are there the same day, so that is, you know, they're there for us to be able to utilize, so that's, you know, helpful, you know. So so I just talked about, basically in business, it's just all about reaching people. I mean, there's really nothing magical about it. There's nothing mysterious. There's nothing I mean, unless you, like, offend people and you really smell bad, like, literally you have poor hygiene and you're just a jerk. But look, guys, jerks still run successful businesses, and they might smell. That person, I don't know what's going on with her, she's walking all bow-legged. Oof. So, I mean, talk to 10 people a day about the Amway opportunity, not about the Amway opportunity, but in reference to, meaning checking people's interests. Hey man, look, you got a great attitude. And first of all, you got to be secure in yourself, you know, you really do. You got to be confident. You got to know who you are. You got to see yourself successful if you're not already. I've been saying that one thing that's kind of assisting us and me is the fact that we're successful, you know, self-employed, full-time, running our business type of thing. But even that, guys, it just felt like God just grew our business. Like, I mean, it's just everything kind of worked out. And we did. We kind of went on faith as well. So that's what you got to do. You got to go on faith. But honestly, like, you got to also know what you got. And if you really understand how good this opportunity is, you wouldn't be afraid of sharing it. And I'm talking to myself too, guys, because I, long history of procrastinating. I'm even doing that now, I feel. Uh-oh, I'm not going to be able to hit this. Okay. This person. All up in the way. Use this minivan's torquey V6 to dip and dive. I'm not full throttle in it. But hey, the torque comes a long way. Anyways, you guys get the picture. I'm just, you know, I've been in quote prepping. Decided to move the house all around. Anyways, guys, it's important to me. It's an important thing. So, but it's just, it's imminent. It's happened already. People are out there. It's just a matter of me getting myself to a position where it's like, hey, look, this is what I do as well as pet care, you know? And I really want to come at it professionally so I can feel professional, guys. You don't want to halfway stuff, you know? So let's do a good job, man. And I'm going to head to the bank here. I think I'll end this little segment. I just wanted to take advantage of the car ride because it's usually the better recording times. Then I'll probably have two more dog walks to do. I'll probably go ahead and do those right after this. Timing's just about right. I was able to hang out with my wife and have a quick little bite for lunch. So it's you know, it's we're not free, you know, we're not independently wealthy or anything. We work hard every day, but in relative to what most people do, number one, my wife's at home with a bunch of dogs, and that's her job. And the job, by the way, we own. I keep saying that, guys, because I'm telling you. It's by God's grace, though. I'm not even joking. I got to stop joking around like that. But I think it's a pretty cool concept, and I'd recommend you do the same. And then when we do house sitting, it's literally like, do we want to work this extra job to kind of like make our money? So, but still, guys, it's a service that we are providing. And until we're able to break bread through employees, which means we're going to be taking less money from the services, but obviously we're going to be able to multiply. So, but while we're putting everything together, that's what we'll be doing with HHPC, because it's a necessity for us to be able to have any freedom at all. We have to have some team members. 5/8. Okay. Boom. Cool. Whoops. Throw that in. This person's gonna pop up here in a sec. 10. Hello, good. How are you doing?
Good. Are we just depositing?
Yep, deposit only, please.
Okay. Who had the puppy with you today?
Excuse me?
Who had the dog with you today?
Oh, yeah.
He was here yesterday.
Yeah. Then, yeah, he was along for the ride. I'm out actually doing dog walks now, so he's at home with his mom. Okay. So, but yeah.
Yeah,
he enjoys the car rides. Oh yeah, it's really nice. All the jets have been flying ahead all day, the Air Force and stuff, so it's been cool.
Nice day. I just love your guys' system. So cool.
Oh, thank you. Do you have a dog or anything?
Yeah, we actually he's 6 months old.
Oh wow, that's so cool. Oh wow. Right.
So we let her out of the kennel
when
we gave
her freedom,
but every time I come home, she has
two. Yeah, you gotta get her out and really run her hard and try to mentally stimulate her somehow. But we have a dog, that dog was our own personal dog, and we have one other dog, he's a husky mix, and he does the same thing. He's a wreck sometimes. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to yell at her for it, you know? But
oh, yeah. No, we understand. That's these dogs. They all have their personalities. And
they're
Well, German Shepherds, too, they tend to have, be a higher energy breed. So they can be a little more difficult than the than the norm.
Oh,
cool. Oh my goodness, yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep, they love being around other dogs too. That's their favorite thing.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it, you know, the wolves and stuff, they run around in a pack and that's how they roll, you know? It's like, but, and some dogs don't like other dogs though. You know, some dogs like to be alone and be just the, you know, the only child. Oh yeah. They tend to be we have dogs that stay over, and we found some of the smaller dogs. They're the ones that may like mark. You know, they might potty inside because they just don't care. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, look, I'm just gonna pee. Yeah, I'm just gonna pee here. Cool. We sometimes keep them overnight. They have to basically pass a successful meet and greet at our house. If you want, I can send you a card back. And then just reach out to us, and as long as we have availability, we can just go from there. So.
Alright, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next time.
That's so funny. So, that was actually really cool that that was recorded. So, it's really easy to talk about our pet care business, right? Super easy. Number one, it's really relatable. You know, it's not different or anything like that. It's people take care of dogs. You know, it's a service business. So people can very quickly recognize what you do, and it's, of course, cute. So yesterday I had my dog Gideon with me in the van. Apparently I didn't recognize the gal. I usually do, you know, pretty good with just, you know, people's faces and whatnot, but I wasn't exactly sure. She's like, "Where's your dog?" And I could barely hear her, too. I was like, "Oh," and I was like, she's like, I helped you yesterday. I was like, "Okay, cool, yeah." Sorry, I'm making a U-turn here. Let's open up this V6. Woo! Anyhow, so yeah, she was asking about it, and she was, it's just because we go to the bank all the time, we're making deposits, it's a real business, quote unquote, right? And she was like, "Oh my goodness, you're business is so cute and everything." Happy Hearts Pet Care, I guess her name, she liked. And the reason why I didn't really go for, I wasn't on the offense that much, is because we've had a history of just German Shepherds not really working out when they come over, just because they tend to be a higher energy dog. They tend to be ones that are nosy and they're interested in the other dogs all the time, and you know, it's just the energy they bring to the table. It just disrupts. Whoops, this is not a good choice. It disrupts the pack sometimes. Anyway, so we'll see. Hopefully I won't have to, like, say no to her dog. So, but she'll understand that. We're very forthcoming. And that's how we need to be with the Amway business, guys. You know, like, we're going to get some logo wear. When we have products. You know, first of all, let's... your product speak for itself. So at the bank there, our product is the fact that we have, you know, a business account, and I'm making deposits all the time. So in Amway, of course, it's hard for people to see you know, yes, I could be getting checks from people for maybe delivering products, but that's something, like I said, we don't really want to do a lot of, just to, you know, utilize the capabilities of our business. Why deliver it twice, you know, just ship it direct. And and just depending, I mean, I don't think I'd ever do this, but if someone's like, look, I don't want to order with shipping, it's only $16 flat fee, so it's a really good deal. But let's say they just want one product. I'd be like, you know what, I'll throw it on my next order, but we're not going to be making an order here until something. Is that okay? And if I can take the payment then that's doable, you know, but I'm not going to like cash on delivery type of stuff, you know, so that's kind of okay. So we got to make it easy for people to do business with us. It can't be this super difficult thing that, but again, our target customer, our target market is people that are into just delivery to your door. Like, they're into it. They're shopping on Amazon all the time. They're buying things from expensive online stores all the time, you know? And it's no different. So again, with pet care, she has a dog. So basically, what qualifies customers for us is you have to, of course, have a pet. And then you have to need the services we offer. You know, you might need a dog walk, you might need just a visit one time on the weekend, you might need your dog to stay over with us because you're traveling, you might need a house sitter. You know, you might just need a weekly dog walk while you're at work, or you might need something else. We do doggy daycare as well. So I can go on and on about what we do, but so it makes it very simple. You know, there's no fear, there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, if I was really on the offense, like checking people's interests for pet care, I would be out there talking to people like, hey, how you doing? Great to meet you. Should I do this here? What is this guy doing? This is ridiculous. You're so stupid. That is an idiotic. I'm sorry, guys. That person's trying to go, like, angle backwards against traffic to try to do U-turn. And it's like, anyway, that's the type of stuff that causes accidents right there. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, if I was really on the offense, what if I went out and talked to 10 people every day about pet care? And say, hey, look, man, you got a dog. Do you have any pets? Hey, how you doing, man? Great day. Oh, man. Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you have any pets? That's kind of odd. So you'd have to kind of come up in conversation. And there'd be ways to do that where, you know, in fact, I'd wear my logo wear. And then I'd have a dog with me. That's probably what I'd want to do if I were to go out contacting for pet care, right? And Amway, of course, I could wear Amway gear. I can have products with me. I could have LTD wear. Hey, what's leadership team development? And I could say, hey, it's a mentorship. It's a team of independent business owners that basically mentor up-and-coming entrepreneurs. It's, you know, amazing. It's how I'm able to run our pet care business, actually. Stuff like that. And because remember, the product that Happy Hearts Pet Care is a pet care service, right? The product of Amway is an actual product, Nutrilite Artistry Excess, but also, also an opportunity, excuse me. So if you're looking for what Amway offers, you'd be remiss if you didn't mention that it's an opportunity. And yeah, most people aren't going to be like, oh my goodness, an opportunity to maybe sell some products and share this idea. But when looked at it in the right light, where you can see it as a true business, I mean, this thing is even willable to your children, you know? Yeah, if Amway shut down, the business would go away. But Amway operates in like 90 other countries and is a 60, I don't know how many billion dollars a year. I have no idea anymore. 12, 14, 15 billion a year? I don't know. 12. If they shut down, something would be happening that's bad. You know what I'm saying? And also what's cool about Amway, I'll fit in this little snippet, because they're operating in so many other countries, and representing the free enterprise system there. It not only helps kind of protect America, but it helps protect the dream of freedom around the world. So it's pretty cool. I mean, that's in and of itself something cool. All right, we're swooping down on Minnesota Drive here in Anchorage. Getting excited. My wife and I are getting healthier. We're basically cleaning our lives up. And we moved up here. We kind of were in a mode of just scramble, scramble, scramble. And we've been running our business almost the same way with just, you know, we're not, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could be doing in our business, like even tracking our client intake and stuff and all that stuff, guys. I mean, the fact is, we do the service, we get the dollars. You know, that's what we're here for. But to really hire employees and stuff, we're gonna have to really address about some legal stuff, basically the documentation we have, our service agreements, and all that. Of course, we got to do our website. It's a broken record at this point. It's just a matter of time until we can kind of get some cash flow spinning off enough on the side so we can invest back. I mean, we've just been balls to the wall, I'll say again, which is a funny term. I think it has to do with like dodgeball or something. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Who knows? So anyways, oh my goodness. Oh yeah. We've been dealing with so much with pet care and, or excuse me, dental. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so all over the map. You know, handling life stuff, you know, all kinds of crazy. So, but what's cool, guys, we're just filled with opportunity here, you know. There's just nothing but opportunity. And, man, I really, so because, like, hardly anybody listened to this podcast, I don't mind just blah, blah, blahing along. But I'll continue on here. There may be a time where I might even stop doing this podcast because, you know, I'd rather start one with a team. You know, I don't know. But then again, it's like you have to talk with Amway probably saying, hey, look, I want to do a podcast just documenting what's our progress and just what we were learning as business owners and people. What are we not allowed to talk about? You know, what is something we're... you know, because you're not allowed to share the compensation plan and like promote and solicit in an open environment. Mainly because of the just, you know, four or five guys that have all the advertising dollars suddenly advertise their Amway businesses way, way, way more than anyone else can. So it just preserves opportunity. You kind of get the idea. But there's still people selling products on Amazon. There's still people selling products on eBay. And it's straight up illegal. So I don't understand how Amazon would allow that and why Amway hasn't been able to... I guess it's impossible to track down, you know, who's doing what. But they should be able to talk to Amazon and say, look, man, these products, they're not allowed to resell. And you'd think that they'd be able to do something, but I'm not worried about it, of course. So that guy has an exhaust tube on the back of his truck. That is so funny. The kind when you're in a shop, you hook up a tube to the exhaust and it runs out the door. That was hilarious. He was just dragging along in about a 10-foot section. Maybe, yeah, 10-foot, something like that. I'm going to end this here, guys. This is so, I'm getting bored doing this, but Let's get out there and talk to 1,000 people, period. Nothing else to talk about Amway. There really isn't. I can go on and on. There's no sense. So I'm probably not going to do any more segments until I've done some activity. So over and out. Last Frontier team. Let's do this, man. Let's change the world. Let's get a bigger dream. That's what we're working on too. Each of us are going to do a dream board. And I've got the boards. We're getting everything's cleaned up. I got to hammer down on some of the automotive projects just to clear those out. I got to remember about taking care of the grass and stuff. Everything's been good. Pretty easy at the house, but just kind of mentally outlining what I'm going to be accomplishing. I'm going to be house sitting coming up. I want to be able to be reaching out to people, basically doing business, checking interest. Guys, this is a business of checking interest first and foremost. You're not calling up people and selling them on products or an opportunity. You know, we're not bothering people. You know, we're not bugging someone when we offer them something that help them, that can help them feel better or improve their life in so many ways, or be the opportunity they've been praying about. That's why I like this attitude of, hey man, we're putting something together, we're excited about it, we don't need anybody in particular, but we're looking for, oh, there's that exhaust tube, oh, I should get that, oh my goodness, I need one of those. Oh man. Shoot, I've been thinking about getting one of those. Should I turn around and get it? Huh. I'd almost be stealing though. Unless that guy realized it fell off and then could come right back for it. See, I actually do have a little bit of time, so I think I'm gonna turn around and go get that. I should have slowed down right then. Anyways, guys, you heard what I did with the girl. We're just giving cards out. We're just checking interests. You know, I can't force anybody to bring their dog over. I can't force anybody to want to have us walk their dog, you know? You just can't. So you can't force anybody to buy products. You can't force anybody to be interested. You can't force anybody to, you know, be sponsored or whatever. And most of the bad attitudes related to businesses like this are because people aren't willing to roll up their sleeves, be the leader, and be in the creative mode of just putting business together all the time. People quit, people come, people go, but you just continue to grow because you're always doing the activity. So if I turn around, this thing's gonna be just totally rallied. It should be in good shape because it's rubber. I'm gonna turn around. I gotta turn around International, come off on the right side, stop, wait for traffic, and make it happen. I'm gonna end it here, guys. Last one to your team. Over and out.